I'll take a roll call vote. Commissioner West.
No.
Commissioner Schmitz.
No.
Commissioner Jones.
No.
With that, there are three no votes. The complaint goes no further, and the commission will enter a finding of no probable cause.
Before the commissioners cast their vote on Rockford Police Chief Daniel O'Shea, before the overflow seating was filled, and before you could hear booing over the decision from the lobby, Asia Penix was there. Penix, the person who wrote the complaint against Chief O'Shea, was in City Hall an hour and a half early.
Those of us that made it in time will be here socially distanced, 6 feet apart, so there's maybe like 20 chairs.
Penix says she wasn't holding her breath for any last-minute Hail Mary, but before the vote, she said she wanted to see the process through.
I don't know if I have any feelings right now. You know, I'm just looking forward to hearing what's said and seeing what the community has to say, as well as the commission, so we'll see what happens.
Penix's complaint alleged that back in May, O'Shea made comments that violated the department's policies against bias policing, specifically that O'Shea's comments demonstrated bias against 16 and 17-year-olds. On May 18th, during a press conference about rising crime during the coronavirus pandemic, O'Shea said the following.
The 16 and 17-year-olds that run around shooting each other, we're not wasting our time trying to save them. They're lost. We're trying to focus on the, you know, three, four, five-year-olds all the way up through maybe 12, 13, where we have a chance at saving them. And changing their lives and changing the direction they're going in their life.
O'Shea later held another press conference to clarify that his comments referred specifically to the teenagers complicit in the recent string of shootings. O'Shea said that this was all just one big misunderstanding. In a phone interview earlier this week, Penix said that explanation didn't sit right with her.
I don't know how else we are not wasting our time trying to save them should be understood.
But at the Fire and Police Commissioners meeting, during the public comment, there were just as many people supporting O'Shea as there were calling for him to resign. Marty McKinney was one of those people that felt that the chief's comments had been misconstrued.
He has also demonstrated a willingness and ability to hold officers accountable when necessary. All of these things were made possible under Chief O'Shea, and he deserves our support and ability to continue to lead. He deserves better than the words intentionally taken out of context. Thank you.
But Diana Walker said she thought O'Shea was in the wrong, and she urged commissioners to focus on whether he violated the policy against bias policing or not.
Attempts to label the statements as a misinterpretation on my behalf and others are not based on fact. It is a heart issue, succinctly, for what flows from the heart directs the brain, ultimately directing actions and deeds, and in this case, governments of others.
And then there was Brandon Gordon. He said he wasn't there to support or condemn the man who heads the city's police department. His sense was that the issue went deeper than just O'Shea himself.
If you fire Chief O'Shea and don't change the system, nothing's going to happen. If you keep Chief O'Shea and change the system, okay, everything can change. So let's stop turning a blind eye to the root cause of these issues here today. It's not a single man. It's an entire system.
When Chief O'Shea finally made a statement to the commissioners, he said his comments had been overblown.
I do not have or hold biases against 16 and 17-year-olds or any other age group.
O'Shea pointed to a host of programs that he and the department engage in or fund that targets juveniles and young adults in the community. Despite the dismissal, Penix says her fight is far from over.
What comes next is we move to the next level of accountability, and now we have to hold the commissioners accountable. And now we have to hold the mayor accountable because the people that he appointed to hold the police chief accountable are not doing so.
Penix says the commissioner's vote to dismiss the complaint didn't surprise her. But what did surprise her was all the attention her complaint got and the fact that it all started with a petition. And as the petition shows, she's not the only one that thinks so. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.